Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts lags far behind other New England states in the number of serious disciplinary actions against mortgage brokers. That's the conclusion of an investigation by the New England Center for Investigative Reporting at Boston University, which is a collaborative effort that includes WBUR, the Boston Globe, New England Cable News, and the trade publication Banker and Tradesman. The center's senior investigative reporter, Joe Bergantino, has the story.
Jaime Alvarez has the face of a trusting man. 57 years old and a father of two young children, he emigrated here from Colombia 37 years ago. His warm smile is followed by a gentle handshake. On this summer afternoon in Brighton, he is taking his kids, a boy and a girl, to a nearby park. He's out of work because of a back injury he suffered while doing some repair work on his home. Several steps up from the sidewalk where we're standing is that Brighton home, one Alvarez can barely afford.
At the beginning, we had to figure out how to come up with the money for the mortgage. We didn't know what to do, so we were living in one room with my kids and my wife and I. And
Alvarez breaks down into tears. Despite his family income of $38,000 a year, he obtained $580,000 worth of subprime loans that add up to a yearly mortgage payment of almost $48,000 a year. His mortgage broker, Your Home Mortgage in Chelsea. His contact there, Your Home's owner, Mauricio Asorno.
We are both from the same country, and he was treating me like a member of his family. I trust him right from the beginning. I trust him completely.
Alvarez says Asorno never explained the terms of the mortgages and that he was forced to take in boarders to meet his monthly payment. Your Home Mortgage is now the subject of a Greater Boston Legal Services lawsuit alleging unfair and deceptive practices and discrimination. The company was also the subject of two complaints sent to the State Division of Banks, which regulates mortgage brokers and lenders. Legal Services Attorney Nadine Cohen.
I think that there was a lot more that probably could have been done at the time.
Cohen is specifically referring to what happened when a nonprofit foreclosure prevention specialist filed two complaints with the State Division of Banks about Your Home Mortgage. In one letter on behalf of Alvarez, she wrote the division saying that Alvarez's mortgages appear to be based on, quote, no income verification. The Division of Banks wrote back saying it didn't see anything wrong with what Your Home Mortgage had done.
I felt like a mountain came over me because I was hoping that I was going to get some help, but it never happened.
Mauricio Osorno, who with his brother Diego run Your Home Mortgage, wouldn't talk about the lawsuit or complaints against their company, except to say they deny the allegations. The Osornos also have a real estate company called Su Casa y Mas. As part of our investigation, we found that nearly 50% of the residential sales Su Casa had been involved in, representing the buyer and the seller since 2005, ended up in some stage of foreclosure. The average foreclosure rate for residential properties in Massachusetts, about 9%. So where was the State Division of Banks, which regulates mortgage brokers and lenders, as the subprime mortgage crisis escalated? Over the past 2.5 years, as the predatory lending crisis was exploding, the Massachusetts Division of Banks issued 43 serious disciplinary actions, suspensions, revocations, or forced license surrenders against mortgage brokers and lenders. That's slightly less than 3% of the companies it licenses. And it puts Massachusetts dead last compared to every other state in New England, and below North Carolina, which has a similar number of brokers. Tom Callahan is director of the Massachusetts Alliance for Affordable Housing.
Anytime you hear that Massachusetts is well below national averages or well below where other states are in terms of enforcement actions or cracking down on behavior that we want to crack down on, it's a concern.
We asked Division of Banks Chief Operating Officer David Cotney about his agency's record.
Is that acceptable?
I think that we have an excellent record of taking action when we found a problem, and again, keeping people out of the business so that they won't perpetrate this fraud.
Cotney argues that the division's 210 informal actions, the details of which are not made public, have prevented more serious mortgage abuses. The division also sees itself as leading the way in policy initiatives to reform the mortgage industry. So why so few serious enforcement actions? Our investigation found that Massachusetts has more than double the number of investigators compared to all of the other states we surveyed, but it might not be enough. A 2007 Massachusetts state audit, citing a need for more aggressive enforcement by the Division of Banks, said, quote, "The agency's capacity to perform examinations of mortgage brokers has not kept pace with the increase in the number of mortgage lenders and brokers under its authority." Again, Tom Callahan of the Massachusetts Alliance for Affordable Housing.
Maybe the Division of Banks wasn't nimble enough to switch and pull resources from the banking credit union world and say, our major concern has got to be the mortgage companies.
In response to the state audit, the Division of Banks successfully lobbied the legislature for funding to hire more examiners. But despite that extra manpower, the number of examinations of mortgage brokers and lenders dropped by 74 between 2006 and 2008. Not until 2008 did the agency set up a special unit to investigate mortgage fraud. In the meantime, the number of foreclosures in Massachusetts more than doubled, while Massachusetts, compared to the six other states we looked at, ranks last in the number of serious enforcement actions, it ranks second in its foreclosure rate. So why didn't the Division of Banks take action when it received complaints about Your Home Mortgage, the company that gave Jaime Alvarez his subprime loans? The banking division's David Cotney.
I'm not familiar with this particular issue, but what I can tell you is we don't just have a policy of saying these are bad acts or practices. We actually do have a track record.
That was Cotney's answer to practically every one of our questions. The Division of Banks has a track record that it's proud of. When we asked about the depth, severity, and impact of the subprime crisis in Massachusetts, Cotney, the chief operating officer at the Division of Banks, did not have an answer.
Can you put a dollar value on the toxic assets that have been produced in Massachusetts through bad mortgage practices?
No.
No. You have no idea?
A dollar? No.
Approximate dollar value?
No.
Every number is a family.
Jaime Alvarez.
It's unbelievable. They don't know how much damage they can do to a family.
Legal services attorney Nadine Cohen.
What troubles me most is that poor, unsophisticated, often non-English speaking people put their hard-earned money into buying a house and really tried their best to make their payments, but they were doomed from the beginning.
The experts we interviewed for this story say those families are not the only victims. All of us are paying the price for a lack of aggressive enforcement of the mortgage industry. In the midst of the worst mortgage crisis in recent history, at a time when foreclosures are still on the rise, the State Division of Banks' record is this: only 43 serious disciplinary actions over 2.5 years, the worst record in New England. For WBUR, I'm Joe Bergantino.
In June, during the course of the investigation, the firm, Your Home Mortgage, gave up its brokerage license, claiming insolvency. The New England Center for Investigative Reporting at Boston University is the nation's first university-based investigative reporting collaborative focusing on local and regional issues.